Caring in Crisis. John Hardy's recollections of his service in the Gulf War. On the 2nd of August 1990, Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein ordered his army forces to invade Kuwait. By the next day, his troops had advanced to the Saudi Arabian border with plans to annex what he called Iraq's 19th province. The crisis quickly gained international attention, prompting the United States to lead a coalition of 42 nations against Iraq. This effort unfolded in two phases. Operation Desert Shield, which saw a military build-up from August 1990 to January 1991, and Operation Desert Storm, beginning with aerial bombardments on the 17th of January 1991. British forces played a crucial role, operating under the code name Operation Granby. The Gulf War saw devastating losses, an estimated 20,000 to 50,000 Iraqi soldiers killed in action, compared to 292 coalition deaths. Amid this global conflict, countless individuals, like Nurse John Hardy, served in essential, often unsung roles. Stationed at the Mena Hospital in Riyadh's King Khalid International Airport, John found himself tackling challenges far beyond the medical. The environment was incredibly tough, John recalled. The hospital wasn't even fully built. Dust and dirt were everywhere. Pigeons flew through the wards, and many of us came down with kennel cough due to bird droppings. Despite these hardships, John's team of reservists worked tirelessly to provide care in a hospital with 1,000 beds, operating as the main evacuation hub and refueling point, a situation that made it a significant target for Iraqi forces. John's role was far from simple. Initially, the unit was critically under-equipped, forcing him to think on his feet. "We didn't have vital supplies, like endotracheal tubes," he shared. "A friend and I took matters into our own hands, literally crawling under a Land Rover to secure transport, so we could visit the American hospital in Riyadh and borrow equipment." His resourcefulness became a hallmark of his service. Throughout the conflict, John witnessed a spectrum of injuries, from gunshot wounds and fractures to blast-related minor burns and complications like dehydration. "Many soldiers weren't drinking enough in the oppressive heat," he explained. "The air was so dry and humid, you felt like you needed water with every breath." Despite the grueling conditions, John remained grateful. "I consider myself lucky. We didn't have the volume of patients we could have had." Beyond the medical, the threat of Scud missile attacks loomed large. Between the 18th of January and the 26th of February 1991, Iraq launched 46 missiles at Riyadh. We'd hear the American warning system bear black, 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 and rush to shelters, John recounted. "But for patients we couldn't move, we had to improvise, placing them under metal-framed beds or sealing them in protective CBRN body bags. The constant use of CBRN gear left our hands raw. It was brutal." Amid the chaos, John formed bonds that endured long after the war. One particularly moving story involved a member of the SAS who was brought to the hospital with a gunshot wound that narrowly missed his kidney. "We had to surgically debride the wound and care for him over the weeks. He didn't want to leave, he wanted to stay with his unit." Their shared experiences, including their sons, both named Ben, created a strong connection. When the soldier finally returned to his unit, he left John a gift, a bottle of rum, and words John would never forget. I told him he was a hero, but he pointed at me and said, "I'm not the hero, you are. You left your family to look after us guys. You're the heroes." The story didn't end there. Years later, John tracked down his former patient, now living in a care facility, battling Korsakoff's dementia, PTSD and acquired brain injury. Despite the challenges, John visits regularly. Most of the time he doesn't recognise me, but on one occasion he did. He put his hand on my knee and said, "Is it Doc?" It was incredibly emotional. For John, the Gulf War isn't just a chapter of his past, it's a thread woven into his life. His ongoing care for his former patient exemplifies the enduring bonds formed in service. "The Gulf is still with me today," he said. "Caring isn't just something you leave behind, it stays with you." John Hardy's story is a testament to resilience, compassion, and the lasting impact of service. Blind Veterans UK is proud to share such extraordinary accounts honouring the end of the Second World War to those who've dedicated themselves to the care and support of others, even decades later.